Track 12, Test 2.
Good afternoon, Ms. Blake. Thank you for talking to us about a healthy diet.
You're most welcome. It's an honour to be here today because I firmly believe that it's important that everybody knows about a healthy lifestyle and a healthy diet.
Why do you consider this important?
In our day and age, we have such a variety of food that it's hard to know what's good for your body and what isn't. In addition, there's a lot of food out there which actually doesn't deserve to be called food.
Why is that so?
There's a lot of food that is not nutritious. On the contrary, it is very harmful to our bodies, doesn't provide us with vitamins, for example. Instead, it contains lots of sugar, which we should avoid eating.
You mean sweets?
I also mean sweets, but not only sweets. Fast food, convenience food, and so on contain lots of sugar too.
What else?
Basically, we should avoid eating anything that doesn't exist in this form in nature.
Could you provide us with an example?
Meat, for example. It's okay and healthy to eat a piece of organic meat without too much fat once in a while. However, if you take meat to produce sausages, a lot of additives and other harmful substances are added that are not intended to be eaten.
That makes sense.
Yes, or take yogurt. A lot of people think yogurt is healthy. Well, it can be, but only if you use plain yogurt. If you want, you can put in some fresh berries or fruit. But if you buy a yogurt that contains flavours already, it automatically contains substances that shouldn't actually be consumed.
So everything needs to be fresh and homemade?
Exactly. And with the right ingredients. Some people also add honey to their tea or sugar to their coffee. It goes without saying that they shouldn't.
But for some people, it's very difficult to stop doing so.
I know. They give up too fast. But people can get used to a lot. It's only a matter of discipline and time. A child that never gets any sugar into its tea will not miss it. And a child that never gets any hot chocolate when it's young will not miss it either.
That makes sense.
Of course, you should always prepare your meals with fresh ingredients. Only by doing so can you make sure that there aren't any additives or other unhealthy ingredients in your meal. Also, you'll look healthy if you do so regularly. You should have a nice figure, good skin, and nails and so on.
But what happens if you really want something sweet in between the meals?
It would be best to resist. You could try eating some nuts instead. If you crave for a piece of chocolate, try dark chocolate with 70% or more.
I like dark chocolate. That shouldn't be a problem.
Exactly. And again, it's a matter of getting used to it. Just be patient and try it for a while. My advice is to only buy healthy, organic food, because then you don't have a choice if you get a craving for something unhealthy. If nothing unhealthy is at home, you have to eat what you find.
Good tip. Is there anything apart from what you've mentioned that should be avoided?
Of course, lots of food actually. If it exists in the form you're eating or preparing it in nature, it's normally okay. What is also important to mention is that wheat is very harmful, like white flour. Consequently, white bread and everything that contains normal flour is detrimental.
So whole grain bread is better?
Well, it's a little better, but it's still not good. There's still wheat in there. Go for whole grain bread if you cannot resist, but don't eat it too often.
What about pasta and rice?
The same rules apply. Try to avoid them as often as you can. If you can't, go for the whole grain version.
Are there healthy alternatives?
Yes, of course, there always are. Try buckwheat, for instance. That's not really wheat, but it is a good substitute. And vegetables. Eat lots of them. Also some fruit, but vegetables are more important.
I think I need to go to the supermarket now and follow your advice. And thank you for the interesting interview.
Pleasure. Do so and let me know if it works out for you.